For KLSU, I'm Michael Cross. Research is one of the three pillars of Oklahoma State University's mission. In this episode of OSU Research Matters, Megan Robinson speaks with Dr. Kurt Rauser. They discuss how Dr. Rauser's military service prepared him for a role as a teacher.
Dr. Kurt Rauser graduated from the Air Force Academy in 1995. He knew when he finished serving our country, he wanted to begin teaching. Now a professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering, specializing in aerospace propulsion and power, he uses his real-world experience to better educate his students.
I'm actually developing right alongside the students. I have a saying with my students that this is going to be a journey together of scholarship and discovery, so that I intentionally pick out material and subject matter and things to research that I don't know the answer to. So we're learning together. And my experiences in the Air Force to help me prepare for that, I spent 3 years doing intelligence analysis. Won't say much more than that. But then I did 3 years of maintenance engineering. So at Tinker Air Force Base, just down the road, spent 3 years there trying to develop and call out repairs for engines. And then went off to Tennessee at Arnold Air Force Base, where we qualified engines for testing. And so the first F-35 engine that was qualified for flight testing came through our jet engine test stands out there. And so I had to learn how to set up a test, how to reduce data from that in a real world setting. And then I bring those experiences into the classroom.
Dr. Rauser's teaching is very hands-on. In fact, our interview took place inside a wind tunnel that he uses to simulate speed for aircrafts.
When you take a full-size aircraft and try and figure out how you're going to fit that in a wind tunnel, it doesn't work. But you can scale an aircraft down by a characteristic number. It's called the Reynolds number, and it's basically a function of length scale. So you can scale that down and then test it in the wind tunnel and learn about the basic effects that it's going to see in flight. Well, this wind tunnel is good for that. We can get aircraft in there. Jet engines do not scale the same way because of combustion. The chemistry does not scale with just length, but propellers do scale like wings, like aircraft, and so we can test those in a wind tunnel as well.
The wind tunnel is one example of how Dr. Rauser gets his students involved in the research process, something that is very important to the professor. He compares it to the chicken and the egg. What comes first, the teaching or the learning?
Can I teach them in the classroom, give them the learning they need, and then bring them into the lab and have them be effective in the lab? And in actuality, both work. And so in some cases, I'll connect with a student in their freshman year, get them involved in the lab, first get them exposed to how the lab operates, get them exposed to some of the basic underlying theory, and then in their sophomore and junior years, I'll try and get them connected with a research scholarship, give them a task, a question to answer, develop how to identify what the challenge is, what the question is that needs to be answered, and then develop an approach to answer that question. And then by the time I get them in their senior year in my class, they already have a lot of the foundational knowledge they need. So it can start with research and then come into the classroom, or in some cases, I'll connect with a student in the classroom and then bring them into the lab, and in their senior year when they do a design project, they're using the information that they got, the knowledge they got from my class, and they're using that to design an actual product.
For OSU Research Matters, I'm Megan Robinson.
Research Matters is a biweekly look inside the work of Oklahoma State University faculty, staff, and students. You can download OSU Research Matters wherever you get your podcast.